I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. James, it's time for Caravan of Garbage.
That's my favourite thing, maybe.
Is it?
Nah, not really.
What's your actual favourite thing?
In the world?
Yes.
Jumping.
Wow, well, you're in for a treat. There's going to be some jumping in this.
I wish I had thought of a better thing, like a funnier thing.
No, it's locked in now. It's locked in and it's canon.
Okay.
Your favourite thing in the world is jumping.
Great.
How far?
As far as I can.
Wow.
As wide as I can, as long as I can.
Also, not vertical leaps.
Whatever, mate.
Okay, because there's some vertical leaps in this, so you're probably not going to like it. Anyway, so...
Can we change comics?
No, it's too late. It's too late. So, the road to Infinity War, it's been pretty long.
Sure.
We're here, we're up, we're approaching Infinity War, we're fired up.
It's all happening.
So my question for you is, who's been your favourite villain thus far in the Marvel universe? Is it the trickster god Loki?
Nah.
Is it the giant sinister robot Ultron?
Nah.
Is it regular dude Zemo who brings out the anger in the
Makes
Avengers
you doubt
themselves?
Yourself.
Makes you doubt yourself.
I don't
yourself.
Mind him. My yeah, favorite's probably Michael Keaton.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The Vulture, very if good.
Were you looking for a serious one?
Whatever you want, man.
Okay, cool.
You're a serious guy.
That's
I know you
true.
Have a serious answer. Are you sure your favorite villain, your favorite Avengers villain, isn't the sinister forces of heavy metal rock and roll music? Because that's what we're dealing with
today.
This is an issue of the West Coast Avengers from 1985.
Oh my God.
Now, two
God.
Things. The West Coast Avengers are sort of the redheaded stepchild of the Avengers, but this particular Avengers lineup contains a lot of the Avengers that
it's
you will
see.
It's
got some key dudes.
It's got some key dudes that you see in the movies. It's got Iron Man in his sweet Silver Centurion outfit. It's got Hawkeye. It's got Vision. It's got Scarlet Witch. It's got assorted Ant-mans and Giant-mans.
Whoa!
And it's got some other losers.
Whoa!
The cover's got a couple of losers there. Okay, and we open...
And there's some jumping!
Yeah, exactly. There's gonna be jumping, man. So this is 1985.
Yeah, right.
This is the... I would say we're in the prime period where all parents were afraid that every form of media was a tool of the devil.
Yes.
So video games, comic books, rock and roll
so
music,
much.
Dungeons and Dragons, it was all a tool of the devil. So here's the Avengers ready to stoke those flames.
I'm excited.
If you're fired up about it. So also what you should know is this is a fill-in issue.
Okay.
So there was a big storyline beforehand.
Yeah, right.
And there's going to be a big storyline afterwards. But so the writers and the artists and stuff, they needed a break.
Yeah, right.
So this is a fill-in episode issue.
Does it feel like that at all, or does it feel...
Oh, just... very much so.
Okay.
So you can get, with a fill-in issue, you can get some real great stuff. You can also get some real bad stuff.
Yeah, because there's freedom there, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. But this one definitely feels like they didn't read the brief, because this has a little framing story before and afterwards.
Right,
and it's
right.
Basically, we open on a few members of the Avengers in the Quinjet, because the Avengers have just broken up. And they've taken two Quinjets and they've gone separate ways.
Like it's the end of Civil War.
Exactly. And so Wonder Man is on this Quinjet.
One
of the aforementioned losers. Anyway.
Because I could... Of course it is, but it doesn't really look like...
No, he's got an incredible mullet.
Yeah, that really threw me.
I want to be clear. This is the era of Satan's in everything. But this is 1985. There's some incredible mullets in this. Everybody has a mullet. Iron Man never takes his helmet off. But I want to be clear. At this point... In his solo book, he had a mullet, a mustache, and he would jog on the beach in a half shirt. So if you want to look that up, that's something that everybody, you know, this is peak 1980s, I feel.
Yeah, that's like Rocky III
yeah.
era.
Anyway, so this issue opens on, they've gone their separate ways, and Wonder Man's like, man, the team's broken up. We're really short on teamwork. But I remember a time when we had some great teamwork.
Whoa.
So it's very much like the creator of this has gone, okay, let's do some team stuff. And they're like, team's broken up. And he's like, it's too late. I've written the script. Here we go, kind of thing. So this is all done in flashback.
Right, right.
So
okay.
This is...
But it's not actually flashback to events that have we've previously
No,
seen.
This is a new story.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's kind of like, you know, when somebody's doing... You used to be a teacher. Like,
yeah.
It's when somebody's, like, done an exam and it's like, explore the themes of Hamlet. And they're like, the themes of Hamlet are very similar to the themes of Macbeth, which I'm going to break down here. It's like they read the wrong material. Anyway, so this opens on some rock and roll dudes. This is some rock and roll groupies. They have the incredible rock and roll names of Michael and Susan.
Oh, that's so rock and roll.
But they're classic... rock and roll dudes. They've got the blonde mullets. They've got the denim vests.
Yes.
And they are being accosted by... We're immediately introduced to the villain of the piece. He's an enormous rock and roll man.
Big arm.
Big... He's covered in skulls and mullets. I think he's meant to be Glenn Danzig in reverse.
Like Inside Out?
Inside Out, but also like... He's like 8 feet tall.
Right, yeah,
this
that
guy.
Is the reverse.
And he's meant to be shown as like this very threatening villain.
Yeah.
But also like in the opening panel, he's severely hurt by Michael just hitting him in the arm with a trash can lid. So like there's mixed signals, obviously. But anyway, he's accosting these two rock and roll kids and he's chasing them and he's lifting them up and it looks like it's curtains for them. But then we see the appearance of some aforementioned West Coast Avengers losers, Tigra and Wonder Man.
This guy is the dumbest looking villain I've ever seen.
Well, he's up there certainly, isn't he? Anyway, it's never explained what they're doing in this alley. Wonder Man and Tigra are just there. But I guess they're kind of like, Tigra would look absolutely at home on like a Striper album cover or something like
that.
I think they just want to be in a rock and roll video clip. And they're just hanging out backstage.
Just hoping something will happen.
Yeah, exactly. But then this dude's like, I'm tough enough to take you two on. And he totally is, to be honest.
He's in like a onesie, but it's got those cowboy ruffles.
He's got some fringe.
Yeah.
Look, this guy's costume is endlessly fascinating. He has above the knee boots. He's got a deep V. Oh.
It's not dark like rock and roll.
No,
it's
exactly.
It's more disco.
It's so
in a
glam.
Lot of ways.
Yeah, this is glam. This is glam metal's peak,
yeah, you're
man.
Right, it is, yeah.
So good. Anyway, he tosses Michael and Susan aside. He roundly just thumps Tigra and Wonder Man.
Brutal.
And then he reveals his magical secret because he's slightly winded by this activity. But what he does is he approaches a billboard of himself.
What?
There's a billboard in the city of himself.
Yeah.
He grabs Michael and Susan and he hurls them into the billboard, which is
not Michael and Susan.
Yeah, that's right. Your favorite characters that you've really grown to know and love. And he throws them into the billboard because it's an interdimensional portal.
Oh.
Right? Wonder Man and Tiger are like, we got to figure out what this dude's all about, right? So they call in the rest of the Avengers who are just immediately in the alley. They were just hanging out as well.
And they all just, try to be in a rock and roll film
clip. I guess so, yeah. And then they all just run to the billboard and Wonder Man and Iron Man, they team up. They get Michael out.
Why is Wonder Man covered in like porridge or goo or something?
I think that's just alley goo. You know what alleys were like? Remember before all the cities were cleaned up?
Oh, that's
and
true,
just,
yeah.
Just, there were just rock and roll dudes and goo everywhere.
Just smearing the walls with peanut butter.
Exactly. One of Michael's chains on his rock and roll vest was caught on the billboard, so he doesn't go all the way. So they rescue him. And that's perfect because there's just enough time for him to provide all the exposition necessary. Just get it out of the way. And then
he's
we can
also
go.
Covered in goo.
Yeah, from a... yeah, that's... Look, every dimension has a certain amount of goo in it.
Okay.
And these guys were all unlucky enough to fall into the goo.
Okay,
if you're if you're in the Avengers or adjacent to the Avengers, you are going to catch some goo. You know what I mean?
Okay. You're right, I'll stop.
I mean, at the very least, you're going to hang out at Tony Stark's mansion.
Yeah.
And you're going to put your hand in something. Don't shine a black light in Tony Stark's mansion.
Absolutely
is all I'm
not.
Saying, you
yeah.
know? Anyway, these two... It turns out that Michael and Susan, right, they were enraptured by this band called Corruption of Sin.
Oh,
right?
No.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's the devil's work, man, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they get introduced to the lead singer, the giant man himself, who goes by the name The Defiler.
He's so big.
He's so big and weird. But in this panel, he looks quite dreamy. Look how dreamy and nice he seems.
He's got a lovely smile.
That's how they get you. That's how these rock and roll dudes get you,
it's
right?
That's true.
Anyway, they get deep in the scene, man. They become roadies for the Defiler.
It's a dream. Right?
But then all of a sudden, all their friends start disappearing. Where are they going? But it turns out the Defiler is throwing them into a mystical portal.
But this portal doesn't seem to be in a billboard.
It doesn't. It's very... It's a little bit ambiguous as to where and when he can form these portals. It's either in his billboards or anywhere. But anyway, they go on the run because they're like, we don't want to be thrown into a mystical portal by a charismatic rock and roll dude.
Yeah, right? I get that.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Henry Pym. Mm-hmm. He's here.
Yep, good.
He's just here to make sense of this. And he's just like, all right, he's throwing him into the dimensional portal and it's infusing him with energy. He's throwing him in this dark dimension and he's sapping their power in order to create for himself the biggest pecs in the world.
Is that the actual reason? Give him superpowers of sorts?
Yeah, it does. It gives him superpowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he throw in someone stronger? Or is he working his way up to it?
I think he's working his way up to it. But you're absolutely right. He's working his way up to a big score. That's why he's in the rock and roll band, because he's got a concert tonight.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to suck everybody into the portal.
So this guy must have built up some kind of rock and roll career
it's
over
weird,
many
right?
years.
And it's never occurred to anybody that he's just come out of nowhere, specifically the dark dimension.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's never occurred... Like, nobody's ever like, hey, man... I know you call yourself the Defiler, but what, are you like Jeff or what?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Susan and this is Michael.
You wouldn't get away with that now.
No, absolutely not.
Just Google anybody. You could bring up anybody's high school yearbook.
He'd be papped at every waking moment and they'd be like, hey man, what's with the portals, man? They'd get him on like some YouTube star and interview him and be like, hey man, throw me into the portal. Throw me to the portal. I want to see what's on the other side of the portal. Throw me the portal. Anyway, Henry Pym's there. He giants up like a ship so all the non-flying members of the West Coast Avengers can fly along, you know.
Which is most of them,
They're like, let's get to the concert, right? Mm. And they get to the concert and bad vibes are already happening. People are being sucked into the dark dimension. I know, right? Some of the Avengers are like, okay, we've got to knock down these billboards because he's built billboards. We're back to the billboard situation.
Okay, so these are different billboards.
These are different billboards, yeah. Uh-huh. They're there to... suck people in the portal.
I get you.
There's a lot of portal sucking, all right?
There's a lot of this that I can easily follow, just so we're clear.
Okay, that's good. It's good to know.
All right, it's definitely not confusing.
Okay, well, some of the Avengers, they go underground, right? Because they're going to knock down these billboards. And Wonder Man stays above ground because he's gonna settle the score with the Defiler.
Fisty cuffs.
And he wants to really determine once and for all who's got the biggest pecs. Right? So anyway, they start knocking down these billboards. The innocent victims are falling off the billboards. Henry Pym's there with a giant, like, baseball mitt to catch them all.
Does he have that with him?
Apparently he does.
Great.
This is the era of Hank Pym where he's not Ant-Man. He's just a dude who carries a lot of tiny things in his pockets.
I like that.
And he just gets them out there.
That's a little Michael Douglas kind of...
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Yeah.
Things aren't going well. For anyone, really, but mostly the Avengers, because he's like, we got to rescue some of these people out of this dark dimension, but we need the Defiler to do it, right? Mm. But then Hank Pym's like, I've been reading energies with my energy reading things.
Good,
I had a little one, I made it big,
and
now I can read some energies. And he's like, listen, we got to get Michael in. Michael's covered in goop. He's covered in other dimensional goop.
Oh my god, the goop
You thought
comes
the goop
back.
Was you thought the goop was irrelevant to the story, but it's not. He's been infused with goop. And so he has the key to unlock these dimensional barriers.
There are no loose ends in this story.
But he's got to sacrifice himself, you know? Like, we daren't sacrifice this innocent kid. And he's like, no, I owe it to Susan. I got to rescue Susan. Put me in, coach.
Good.
Right? So Henry Pym, he giants up a really big rope.
Yes,
and he ties it to Iron Man, who stays on the other side of the portal this time.
Yep.
And then some of the Avengers, Henry Pym and some of the useless ones, they go into the dark dimension, right? And they see all the innocent victims that the Defiler's captured, right? And they're all stuck in some sort of interdimensional flan situation. It's a real kind of dark dimension Pavlova, if you know what I mean.
There's a lot of goop.
It's real, real gross. Mockingbird gets in there and starts hammering at the goop with her sticks.
Ah, goop hammering.
Yeah,
that's rock and roll.
Hank Pym gets in there with his giant chainsaw. It's a sight to behold. I feel like he's overcompensating
with a giant chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he gives it a bit of. Oh, the portal's about to collapse
because
we've rescued all the kids, right?
Yep.
And without the source of energy, without them being trapped in the flan, the portals are collapsing. So we've got to get out of here. If only I had some real, real cool current kind of a real cool transport method, a real big one that I could really, you know, I could really connect with the kids with. Oh, I've got this skateboard. Let's all hop on this giant skateboard.
So not a 4x4 Jeep, which has its own engine and means of propulsion.
No, he's got a skateboard in his pocket. That's all right.
Or an aeroplane.
No, he's got a giant skateboard. He cracks it open. He's so current and relevant. It's astounding that he wasn't like, guys, let's get on this. Let's go to this giant Alf plush toy. But no, he's right. And then he ties the skateboard to the rope. Iron Man's on the other end. He's like, get on, kids. And he sends a message to Iron Man. Let's get out of here, right? They pull the skateboard out of the dark dimension.
So 80s.
It's so 80s. They're on track to do it. And they're like, there's so much interdimensional goo coming at us. How are we going to escape this dark dimension? Pim's like, it's all right, kids. I've got all these baseball bats in my pocket. These tiny little baseball bats. If you could all, we'll all work together and defend against this interdimensional goo.
So it's somewhat sentient, I guess.
I guess
so,
yeah.
Or just wants you. It's like, give me your energy.
Give me it. Put yourself in my goo. Anyway, long story short, they escape the goo. The Defiler's on the run, man. He's like, I've got to get out of here. I'm powerless. I've got to escape. But it's all right, because the hero of the day, Michael, he gets in. He gives him the old 1-2. He gives him the old... You know, when you run under somebody's legs and they trip?
Yeah, one of those. Days. That's very the 80s.
Absolutely it is.
Because he didn't have any powers. Yeah.
It's amazing he didn't call him a fart knocker while he was doing it. But anyway, he gives him the old trip-a-ma-doo.
Nice.
And then the Defiler falls into his billboard, his own billboard. He does an incredible vertical trip, which you wouldn't appreciate because you're a horizontal leaper kind of guy.
Big time.
But he hits the dimensional portal just as it collapses, and he's trapped in his own dark dimension forever.
He could have lived an Earth rock and roll lifestyle.
That's right.
He had the fans. Mm-hmm. He had the world behind him, and he blew it with goo.
That's right.
As it were.
I understand.
Man, what a tale.
It's what a tale. And Susan and Howard, they... Michael, whatever their names are. It doesn't matter. They're back together at last. They know that this is not the lifestyle for them. They're going to get into something safer.
Yeah.
Like real devil worship.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So who was this guy?
I don't know. Well, he was never seen again. I think it's time for resurgence.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
What's he working on in there? What's he working on, Mason?
Just more goo, I guess. Just really, just stirring the goo, I guess. Is that what you do? I don't know.
Oh, man.
This devil man's origin has never been explained. He's never come back.
Everything came back into play.
That's right.
You think it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You think it's going to end with something dumb like a giant skateboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it does.
Yeah. And sure, some of the members of the Avengers didn't do a lot.
Sure.
Hawkeye was there. He didn't
do
much.
He was there. I know. He's in a lot of these panels.
Yeah.
He could have shot the rope through on an arrow.
He didn't. He shot a boxing glove arrow at one point. That's pretty
good.
Cool.
Mockingbird
swung her sticks around.
I remember that. She was beating the goop.
Oh, so
I remember
good.
Iron Man looks great in this. I really like that armor
That's
design.
That's a solid armor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a tale.
I'd be
You'd be hard-pressed to find a better Avengers story on the small or big screen or comic book or any kind of medium, really.
That's true. I think that maybe if you've had your fill of the Avengers at this point, just stop watching Avengers stuff. Don't even bother. Anyway, it ends. The happy couple are back together. Then we fade back to the Quinjet. And Wonder Man's like, yeah, those were the days. Days of teamwork. Anyway, back to our dumb life where there's no more teamwork. Oh no, the Quinjet's crashing. Cliffhanger.
So we'll be back next week to wrap this up?
Nah,
that's
I'm
it.
Not going back. I'm not going back to the 80s again. Yuck. I'm not growing my mullet back.
Oh, man. What a tale.
Right?
There's some real weird stories from the past, isn't there?
Yeah.
This isn't the worst thing I've ever heard.
No.
I mean, I wish there were more vertical leaps, obviously.
Certainly.
I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not so bad, Mason. Well, this show is called Caravan of Garbage, isn't it?
Yes.
It comes out, it's every Tuesday, but we also have videos here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, plus our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows every Monday. All that is linked below. Also, planetbroadcasting.com is where you can find everything collated.
You can't stop us from making content or telling you where content is.
Unless
just
people,
try.
Yeah. I mean, if people stop watching, then...
We'll definitely stop.
We'll definitely stop then, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll have to get
it's a
real
very
jobs.
Clear indicator that nobody wants us to do it.
Yeah, but if you've got any suggestions for anything to look at, video game, TV show, movie, comic, whatever, let us know below. And everybody else, stay... What's an 80s expression?
Stay goopy.
Stay goopy.
Just go into an alley and rub yourself in goop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alf.
Totally radical.
Totally Alf.
Very Alf. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.